Blog Talk Radio.
And you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministry, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us each week here.
Good evening. This is Dr. V, and you're tuned in to Dr. V with Love, where we're having a very, very special segment this evening, and it is in honor of Unfailing Love Ministry. Okay, I got my own echo going here. I apologize for that. We are endeavoring this evening to introduce to you our new name. One moment, let me see. Okay. This is fun. Okay. Again, this is Dr. V with Love, and you tune in to Dr. V with Love, and we have three starts here. This is the official one. I was really just trying to let people know that on my Facebook page that we're on and live and going forth, and I guess we'll have to do that at another moment. But we have a very special segment. It is in honor of Unfailing Love Ministries, and I'm here today just briefly to introduce our new leadership series called Pray, Love, Lead. Pray, Love, Lead, right? Being a great leader takes more than just being out front. Those who would follow you need to have a strong why. Yes, they do. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you want to leave me now?" Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life." John 6:67-68. This series, of course, will teach you how to open up your mouth with the words of eternal life and lead with love as Jesus did. And of course, you're going to learn how to pray because Jesus was a praying man. So if you don't remember, if you haven't tuned in to us in a while, you know that we unashamedly and unapologetically, we start our broadcast off officially with prayer. We've done that for a number of years, and we invite you to pray with us. And then we invite you to invite others to come and join you now. You can call in, be a part of the introduction teaching by calling 347 347-838-9054. That's 347-838-9054. And so, again, we want to welcome you, and we're going to start that with our prayer time. Okay, praying like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us, so merciful to us. We thank you, Lord God, that it is you that we live and we move and we have it, our being. So we thank you for the opportunity to live out our lives in you, in that very sacred and precious place. Father, your word says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. You go on to tell us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So, Father, with that, we just ask you to just do that for us. Do it in a way, Lord God, that we would know that you have called us, anointed us, and appointed us for the path that we're taking. Here at Unfailing Love Ministries, yours truly, Dr. V, being the senior pastor, we endeavor to teach leaders how to lead and lead with love. And Father, we cannot do that. We absolutely cannot do that without your help. And so we thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, that with his guiding on this broadcast today, there's something said and is going to just cause the listener, oh God, to come closer to you, desire, oh God, to live their life according to your will and not their own. Everybody leads somebody, Lord. And so you're teaching us all, the whole body of Christ, how to lead. And so with that, Lord God, we certainly need your help each and every day. And I just bless you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Everybody that's listening, Father God, live or archive all over this world, we just ask you, Father God, to just cause their ears to hear your voice clearly, Lord God. Cause their heart to receive, Lord God, in such a way that they would know, oh God, that first of all, that you love them and that you have a plan for them, oh God, and that you're leading them with love. Lord God, you said in your word that you are unfailing love. And because you loved us so much, you gave us your son. Oh, my God, what love was that? We thank you for giving us your son, Jesus the Christ. Now we ask you, Lord God, to just, again, bless the broadcast, those that are listening all over the world. And as they listen, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they're going to be able to spread this word throughout all the land along with us. And it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we praise you and we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, if you tuned in just now, you tuned in to Dr. V with Love, our special broadcast, Pray, Love, Lead, and Honor the Unfailing Love Ministries, which I am the senior pastor. Oh, my God, I wish you'd been with us yesterday. About this time, we had a board meeting of our stage leaders, and we were realigning our vision according to the succinct word of God that we heard, and we're excited about it because, you know, he called us, you know, long, 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 long time ago to do this, and we kind of went too far to the left or went too far to the right sometimes, but God has a way of pulling us back into direct alignment with him, and we just thank you, Lord God, for doing so. And so as you follow along with us during our series, Pray, Love, Lead, this series is going to be taking place every Sunday at 6. I'll be doing the Afterglow. Our church meets online, on radios, the Church Without Walls. Yes, it is. That's one part of the realignment. On the first, second, third Saturdays, we are online. I'm Feeling Love Ministries right here at 6 p.m. on Saturdays. And on the fourth Saturday, we actually meet together live at our Elizabeth Suite in Chesterfield, 8542 Sunnyvale Parish. You got to join us there. Oh, my God, what a beautiful, intimate setting. All of our stage leaders and congregations come together, and we just love on the Lord and allow the Lord to love on us, and we go deeper in his word. And so that's the fourth Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, we're live on radio on the new Unfailing Love Ministries radio station that's going to be launched the first Saturday in March. And so that's next Saturday. No. Oh, take that back. Wrong. First Saturday in April. Yeah. I believe that's what we're doing. Yeah, first Saturday in April. Ah, short memory here. We'll be launching our own Unfailing Love Ministries. In other words, it's just going to separate itself a little bit from Dr. V with Love. I'll still be your absolutely awesome hostess, but Dr. V with Love will go back to its original format, which is a mixture of all things, which includes In My Key with Dr. V, Dr. V Presents, Genesis Talks. Let's see what else. We have several great, great formats, and they're all coming back around. Why? Because Dr. V has more time to do what she does best. So, again, Unfailing Love Ministries is on radio station, launched the first Saturday in April. You'll be listening to us every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 3 p.m., you can join us live at our church at the location, the Elizabeth Suite, and Chesterfield, Virginia, 8542 Sunningdale Terrace. Whew, that's a lot. Okay, we're going to get into our teaching, which I'm so pumped up about. I alluded to the scripture in the beginning, that's from John chapter 6, 6th chapter of John, verse 67 and 68. And, you know, it was Jesus, you know, his disciples had walked with him for a while. You know, we're dealing with leadership. And then they stopped because they figured out that what they thought Jesus was going to do, he was looking at something far bigger and much more global than what they were thinking. They wanted to overthrow the Roman government, and they thought Jesus had come to help them do that. And so when they realized that they were not, they decided to start walking with Jesus. And so Jesus looked around at some of the disciples who were still meandering there. He says, "Oh, you're going to leave me too?" And Peter, because you know Peter's quick to withdraw, quick to respond, and all of that too. And so Peter responded, you know, very quickly. He says, "You know what? You know, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life." And so with that, it was a done deal. Done deal. And so, you know, Peter said, "I'm not going anywhere," in other words. "I'm staying right here. This is, you know, you're my leader. I'm following. Let's roll," kind of thing. And so, you know, I'm really good at paraphrasing, but I want you to look at it for yourself. So go get your Bibles. Go get it right now. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Okay, time is up. You got your word? Okay, you know, we teach from the Encompass, the Compass Bible, the Voice. And so I'm going to read it so you won't think that I'm just talking out of my mouth. I'm going to read it for you, okay? Starting at verse 67. Okay, here we go. Jesus to the 12. Do you want to walk away too? Simon Peter, "Lord, if we were to go, whom would we follow? You speak the words that give everlasting life. We believe and recognize that you are the Holy One sent by God." Hallelujah. And thank God for that. So, that settled it for Peter. He knew who he was following. He knew that Jesus was the leader. And so, and then Jesus went on to tell him, "I chose you." Leadership, I was telling my leaders yesterday at our stage meeting, I said, to be a leader, you have to have followers. Otherwise, you're just taking a walk in the park, one writer said. And so we just don't want to take a walk in the park. We want our leadership to be impactful, and we want it to be anointed, and we want God to be with us every step of the way because we're going somewhere. In fact, Jesus told us to go ye into all the world, teaching them everything ever I said. You know, so we have the mandate, we have the command, we have the job description even. if you search the scripture. But leadership is not something we're necessarily born with, or maybe we are, but even if we're not, if leadership is something that we need to really, really, really hone in, because we then become responsible for those who follow us. Yes, there is a responsibility in leadership. Not all glory. Oh, my God, not all glory. Great reward for your obedience. The Bible tells us that many times Jesus prayed. There are some of the famous prayers. Some of the scripture talks about his disciples, his followers, coming and asking him, how do we pray? And he began to give them a prayer type, Our Father, which art in heaven, and so forth and so on. And then we see him, of course, always praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. But we also hear him saying, you know, which is a type of prayer, I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will. I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father doing. And so that we can glean from that, often we can glean from that, that Jesus had just an active life of prayer. The New Testament Bible does not record precisely how many times Jesus prayed, but in a sense, he prayed all the time. He prayed every day. He probably prayed every moment with his heart, since he chose to remain dependent on the Father. In the New Testament Gospels, we see Jesus praying often day and night, and sometimes all through the night. He would pray everywhere he went. He spoke to his Father in prayer about everything. He was obedient to his Father and heard his Father's will by seeking him in prayer. And so if you would be a leader, our first suggestion in Pray, Love, Lead, and in that in-depth study, in that series, is that you would go and just begin to review the prayers of Jesus Christ, because the Bible tells us that we want to grow up in him. I want Christ to be what? Formed in us. And so we want to emulate him. We want to imitate him. We want to have the mind of Christ. And that kind of thing. And so I was desiring to be like him and to do the things that he did, and he did so well. You know, we can hear the Father say again that we have responded to his love through his Son. Amen. And so when we think about just Jesus teaching, being our mentor and our God and our example for praying, as a way that a leader will begin to fortify himself and secure himself as a leader, we want to just be really committed to that, because if you do it any other way, would you have the success that God wants you to have? Huh? Yeah, we want to. Luke chapter 5, verse 16 says this: but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. A leader will certainly spend a lot of time up front leading, but there are a lot of times a leader has to be alone and in places and to pray. Getting alone gives our mind the white space it needs to conceptualize life-transforming spiritual needs, one writer said. In Matthew 26, chapter 39, verse, we hear, and going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. That's in Matthew 26:39. You know, Jesus was certainly in his leadership role at a place in his life to where he prayed fervently, you know. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but as a leader, sometimes I just didn't want the cup that I had been given. I'm going to be naked and unashamed here. I was saying, God. You know, if this cup can pass, if this place of, you know, of leadership, if this difficulty, if this weight, if this challenge, what I'm facing, I'm feeling crucified right now in this role as a leader. Jesus was not afraid to ask for big deliverance. Our big God can handle what? Big prayers. In fact, he loves a heart that believes by faith he can do all things. Just ask it. And so in prayer, we have an opportunity to ask God to do. Even if God doesn't agree with us, what we're asking for. You know, he does in evidence in this passage of scripture, let us know that if it's God's will for us to go through it, he will give us angels to buffet us. What an amazing, loving God we have. Sometimes, again, we don't want to drink the bitter heart cup, but God will give us support to do so. When we pray, we should let our hearts convey needs. Just trust that God ultimately knows what we best need. Mark 1:35, we see again, and rising up early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus went to pray. Jesus knew that seeing God first in his day set the foundation of a day in God. When we place our morning eyes on God, he gives our eyesight on great strength in our day. I don't know about you, but seeking God early as a leader is the thing to do. Because you've got the whole day in front of you where you have to not only make decisions for yourself, but make decisions for others. You often wonder in training camp, in any branch of the military, how the men have to get up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and get all their beds made up and their, you know, get cleaned up and be out on the line ready for the drill sergeant to give them instructions for the day. And they have to show up ready, you know, to form their task that day. Now, if the drill sergeant had to be the first on the field for his soldiers to line up and for him to give them instruction, leadership is a kind of thing where you're going to have to get up early, and I would say stay up late. God giving you grace to do so. So prayer is awesome, necessary. Early morning prayer. Okay, we had some absolutely amazing interruptions, and so we got kicked completely off the system. We're back, and we're so glad that you have joined us. Don't know what you last heard, but we only have 15 more minutes in the broadcast. I just want to rewrap this around. Tonight, I was really trying to tell you about how often Jesus prayed, and with telling you that, and with our series starting out with prayer, how important it is for leaders to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer. And I think that's what Jesus did. And he showed us in so many examples, you know, how powerful a prayer life can be. And he certainly needed based on the mission that he was called to. Again, I really left off at Mark 1:35, rising up early to pray while it was still dark. When we place our morning eyes on God, he gives our eyes the sight on great strength for our day or in our day. And we're going to need that. And also talked about Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Certainly as a leader, you know that there's the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And there's something in front of you always to deter you, distract you, prevent you from doing the will and the way of the Lord. And so you're being out front as a leader and others following you. You want to get up early and have that life of prayer and ask the Father to deal with the evil one before you even get there. In other words, for a great deliverance from the assault. We know that a weapon will be formed, but it certainly does not have to and will not prosper with a fortified prayer life as a leader. Luke 22:32 says, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. Here is Jesus as a leader talking to one of the leaders that he was mentoring and discipling, Simon, and says, Simon, I pray for you. It's important as a leader that you learn how to pray for those who are following you. Yes, because they're going to be tempted on every hand, just as you are. And so if they know that you're praying for them, how much more would that build them up and give them the kind of security they need in walking and in following you? Amen? So a leader must have a prayer life for himself or herself and must pray. pray for those that are following as well. Jesus knew the value in praying on behalf of faith. May we ask for more faith so we can walk into the unseen with power, with authority, with courage, just like Jesus. John 17:9 says, I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those who you have given me, for they are yours. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Here we find Jesus praying to the Father on behalf of those that are following him. Jesus prayed for his beloved children. Let's pray that our heart and the heart of all God's children will endure, stay pure, and persevere together until the end. So this is God's will for us. All those that are following you, we want to pray for them and present them before the Father, that they might be encouraged in their walk, that they may be in this world but not of this world. Jesus not only prayed for himself, listen to the Father, say what the Father said, do what the Father did, but he admonished those to follow him. He admonished them to pray, but first of all, he prayed for them. Lastly, Luke 23:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Here's Jesus on the cross, still in a prayerful mode. Again, he lived a lifestyle of prayer all the way to crucifixion. He asked God to forgive those that were persecuting him, and we as leaders have to ask God to forgive those who, as the saints used to say, who scandalize my name, who accuse me falsely, who are out to kill, steal, and destroy me. Forgive them, Father. The enemy's using them mightily. They're walking in blindness. If they knew who they were persecuting, if they knew who they were talking about, if they knew who they were downplaying and hindering and putting roadblocks in there, if they knew the power of God that rested in us, the great mission that God has called us to be as leaders, they wouldn't even dare, but they did not know. And so Jesus asked for forgiveness. Jesus forgave them when he could have cursed the world for his breath, labored pain, and agony. He didn't. Let's forgive those who cause us pain and agony, for what we will find is that forgiveness is what ends up causing us far less pain in the long run. A leader, again, should have a lifestyle of prayer. It is our power. It is our strength. It is our direct connection to the greatest ruler of this earth. Prayer is our cosmic shift from selfish plans to God's plan. Prayer is our ability to be an influencer, a pleader, and a worker in the kingdom that counts. Prayer is our ticket to our greatest needs being met in awe-inspiring ways. Prayer is our hope, hallelujah, that confirms to our hearts we have hope. Prayer is our peace that the Creator is still creating. Prayer is our power found in uplifted hands and in the quietness of a solitary room. Prayer is our ability to call the great physician to a family member in need. Prayer is our emergency exit door for what the devil has already cooked up to destroy us. Prayer is our greatest weapon in the world that is building bigger and bigger weapons. And then finally, it is our lifeline when we feel we have lost all life. A leader must have a lifestyle of prayer. When you get the prayer thing going and keep it going, loving and loving some more and loving deeply and loving despite persecution will be much, much easier. I won't say it won't be hard. I will say it'll be much easier to do. So we have so much to look forward to. Yes, we do. In our Pray, Love, Lead series, we want you to join us again next week. This is our introductory class this Sunday night. But next Saturday, yes, Saturday the 4th at 6 p.m. I'll be here live. I'll be still on the Dr. V format. Remember, April 1st, first Saturday in April, which is, I believe, again, let me check my great calendar. I believe, got your calendar, do you know? Here we go. April 1st, actually, it is the day, and it is the day that we would kick off our Unfailing Love radio broadcast. I want you to join us. We have 7 more minutes left in the broadcast. Again, apologize for the disruption. We got totally kicked out of off the system, and I had to reboot my computer and go back into the studio and do all kind of little things. But guess what? I'm a resilient woman, right? Yes, I am. And so I got back because I wanted to get back to you and finish this introduction on behalf of our church, Unfailing Love Ministry. Join us this 4th Saturday at our Elizabeth Sweets location at 3 p.m. as we come together as a church body and we worship. And that's going to be March the 25th at 3 p.m. at 8542 Sunningdale Terrace, Chesterfield, Virginia. And just map question if you haven't been out here, GPS it if you haven't been here, and be in intimate prayer with us. And worship with us. We look forward to it. You're going to enter the love zone. We are a church without walls, so wherever we are, you've entered it the love zone. Whether we're at our RCC satellite location on Gordon Avenue 214, whether we're over at Shepherd's Heart, and yes, we're going to be joining in worship several times a month with Shepherd Heart's ministry, coming alongside them to encourage their ministries. And we're certainly on 4th Saturdays, we'll always be here at the Elizabeth Suites. You can just travel around with us. We'll also be going to Fredericksburg, Virginia, and having worship with Praise Temple on the 5th Sunday, and all other parts. We're called to the world. Amen. Go with us. Amen. And we welcome you to do so. Listen, I want you to be encouraged by this word tonight on prayer. Prayer is just, like the saying, thanks used to sing to us all the time. I want to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about our troubles. He will hear my humble crying, answer by and by. Get a little prayer with attorney. You don't mess up the words right. But anyway, the gist of it is, it's not hard to pray. It's going to your loving Father, amen, and casting your burdens on him, because you know the words say he cares for you, right? Yeah, he cares for you. His love is unfailing. His love is enduring. His love will lift your bowed down head. His love will encourage your aching heart. And his love will heal your weary soul. His love will do so many things. Enter into the love zone with God via prayer. You won't be disappointed. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Because God is what? He is love. Okay, I've enjoyed being with you. I'm going to tell you, you have a lot to look forward to. I'm going to be kicking up again in my key with Dr. V. Yes, it's after Valentine's Day, but I'm still in the deep in the love zone, and I want to encourage right rewarding relationships. Continue to do that. I miss doing that. And so we're going to do in my key with Dr. V on Friday nights and sometimes Saturday nights, and we're also going to do the Genesis talks. I miss talking with my sisters in ministry. Amen. Listening Cup is coming up. I know you've asked about it. Some of you have been texting me on Facebook. We have a Listening Cup coming up in May the 21st. And then we have, oh my God, a really big one coming up in July. You won't want to miss that, from the 14th to the 16th. We have our own The Woman, The Woo, fantastic woman of gosh, Marisa Sherman. She's going to be our keynote speaker and branding expert for that weekend. So we're excited. We have so much coming down the pipe for you. And our Family Love Ministry store at the end of the year in September. We got the Manning Up Conference. We got Listening Cup coming on. We got our youth retreat coming forward. What else? We got yard sales, massive yard sale, you know, coming up with all kind of fantastic vendors and things that are coming forth. And, you know, that's the weather's getting warmer. And so that's going to come up. I think it's coming up in April. Deacon Doug, Reverend Deacon Doug, he's heading that up. And so we got a lot going on. We want you to be a part of it. Amen. We'll be putting our schedules out on Facebook as well. Thank you, Facebook family, for tuning in. You're always so faithful. When I look at the ones who listen archive, so many of you are my Facebook family and friends. So I'm so encouraged by that. My mission in life is to encourage you to know just how much God loves you. I often say God loves you. He absolutely does. So let's pray this out. Some of you have asked Jay if he's coming back. Yes, he's coming back. I'm going to pull his skirt. Not a skirt. He doesn't wear a skirt. His pants. And to come back and be periodically be our guest throughout the year. So yes, ATJ is coming back on down in Virginia Beach. We're gonna go and visit his church as well too, down the Real Life Church, amen, in Virginia Beach. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you. It's been a wonderful, even though it was interrupted, the enemy did not get any victory. We came back with great resilience and resolve to finish the broadcast to talk about your example of leading with prayer, teaching us to pray, praying always, having a prayer life, having a constant communication with the Father. Oh, God, you taught us well, and we thank you, Jesus, for doing so. Now, Father, someone listening now, even if they just got the tail end of this message, oh, God, bless them to know just how much you love them, just how much you care. Leaders, potential leaders, those who call to lead, remember, prayer, pray, love, and then lead, in that order. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us the responsibility and the opportunity to serve you in this way. In prayer. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Love you much. Talk to you soon.
V, and you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministry, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us.
Love, Doctor.